Blog Talk Radio.
All right. The number is 646-716-8447. If you're going to call in, that is the number. What's the point? What is the point of Nikki in the lawsuit? I'm going to give you that point again. The point is that you're not going to want no barbs at the trial. And they're not trying to hear it. They want to be on Tasha's side because Tasha cool with Nikki. And Nikki is not cool with Cardi. And then if you go back, everybody's seen that day when Nikki and Cardi got into it at that fashion show, and Cardi left that with a big bump on her forehead and stuff like that. So you already is on the team of Nikki if you're on team Nikki's side. So you're not going to want a bar on there, okay? And of a Cardi trial, you're not going to want any barbs on there. Because having barbs on there, they're going to automatically go against the case. That's what I'm saying. To touch K-Li and the Bobby interview, says she ain't putting nothing on Cardi and calls her, they said they're not going to want any Wendy watchers either, because Wendy Williams believe in stretching the truth and having saying stuff about celebrities that's not true, that's on the tabloid. So that's why that question came up. So she's not going to want any Lovely T viewers, because if you got or Tasha don't want no Lovely T people on there, or daytime tea time viewers, because they on the side of daytime tea time Lovely T, because Lovely T and daytime tea time don't get along with Tasha K. You see how this stuff operates? I'm just waiting for the trial, because we have been waiting for this for a long time. I'm just waiting on this trial date. That's what I'm waiting on. I was checking the documents. I said, man, when are this trial going to start so we can really get into the trial and break that down for the audience? All right? So I don't know how she got the knot. I heard that Riley gave her the knot on the forehead. That's allegedly. Allegedly. Or they said a security gave her the knot. All I know is Cardi B had the knot on the forehead. All right? Even though she got past that. Everything got past that, but yes, that is what really happened. So that's why she's not going to want a Nicki Minaj person on it, because it brings up the knot on the forehead. That's what it brings up. All right. Let me see. If anybody want to call in, the number is open. Let me post the number on here. Who do you think going to win is? The Icon of New York, Voice of New York, Sister Conservative, where y'all at tonight? But I've been gone for 2 days. It's 646-716-8447. Okay, we still waiting on the footage. Can Cardi actually fight, though, or is she all mouth? I don't know if Cardi B can actually fight. She probably is all mouth. We shall see. All right? 6679, calling on air.
Hey, Wiley, how you doing?
Hey.
Can you hear me good?
I can hear you, yes.
Okay, I'm at work, so I'm not trying to be too loud. So one of the questions that I wanted to know, if you knew, so they said that what's the girl that started the whole, that did the interview with Tasha K in the first, I forgot her name. I heard that she was on a lawsuit. I don't know if that was true. She was originally, but
she dropped her from the lawsuit. She's just not a lawsuit. Because the lady went in hiding. Because Tasha was the bigger fish, because Tasha had the clips on her page. And so Cardi B wanted the stuff to come down. Tasha K said, nah, I'm not taking it down. I'm going to leave it up. And that's what Cardi B said, well, I'm going to go on the studio. And she sued her. She started and sued her. Now, some of you ain't heard a word from Star ever. But the thing is, when Tasha kept coming at Cardi, She kept saying stuff about Cardi B, about calling her out her name, Herpes B, and this B, and all that. So regardless of what she's saying, she kept it going outside of that interview.
Okay, I get that. Well, my next question is Tasha K the only blogger to come at Cardi B like that? Like, she's the only one, the infamous one, that while we got a zero in on Tasha K.
No, she's not the only one. Milagro Graham, which I'm very shocked that Cardi B didn't sue Milagro Graham. That's another one that would be very loud with Lemon Pepper flat wings. And she would be really loud and say different things about Cardi and her body and everything else. I'm shocked that she didn't sue Milagro Graham. I'm really shocked. I don't know why she didn't get sued.
Yeah, that's what I'm just, it's just that she wants to use Tasha K as, you know, I'm going to make an example out of you, or because she personally doesn't like Tasha K. Like, there's plenty of blogs. I mean, honestly, if you put into YouTube, or even in Google, and you put Cardi B and, you know, the Green Monster, or just those things, imagine how many blogs and how many videos will pop up of different
blogs. Right. But who was the most popular out of all? Like, Tasha was the most popular one, because that interview got about almost 5 million hits. I believe that interview, let me see. Did it get 5 million hits? It's not of what was said.
It was just how many people watched what was said.
It was just about how many people
hit.
Watched it from there. You know, Cardi B can't let nothing go. So, you know how that goes. But the most popular, almost 5 million views. We got 4.5 million. That interview was 3 years ago. That is Tasha K's highest rated.
Yeah, I actually went back and
rated.
Watched it. I mean, that was something. You know, that was definitely something.
That's one of her highest rated videos. That's the highest rated. And the next one there is the R. Kelly stuff. But the highest rated one is the Cardi B. X-Ran alleged Cardi B kept a huge box filled with Monistat and reveals more. So that's what she said in the title. But we would have left it all alone if she would have just left it alone. We wouldn't have been talking about this in 2021.
Yeah.
But
I said that last week when I called in.
You did.
I really wish that Cardi B could have tougher skin, especially with how she's, you know, the role that she's in, like, especially coming out to be this gangster kind of female rapper thing. I wish she had tougher skin. It just shows her insecurities so much more when she got to compete with every single blog. Anything she do, she got to come back. But forget the thousands and millions of people under her comments saying they love her and they like her and they defend a third. But soon somebody say, yeah, hey, ain't real. She really go prove it and pull out receipts. I just wish she had tougher skin, and then none of this would go on like this. People wouldn't even play with her life the way that they do if she had tougher skin. Because a lot of other people... Remy Ma, all these other rappers, Nicki Minaj, and all these other people, men too, you know what I'm saying? They don't even pay it no mind because they know it's going to grow.
Absolutely.
I mean, I just, you know. I was watching that interview the other day when they were talking about the whole Serena Powell thing. Like, even when she came back on that one whole time, Serena Powell was lying the whole time about the pregnancy. Like, you gave a lot of things a lot of light. For what? You know, it's just, I don't know. That's just what I was on my question, so. But all right, I'm coming in the comments.
All right, thank you so very much for calling in. Okay, we got some callers in here. Oh, damn, I hung up on somebody. I'm sorry. 1-838, caller, you're on air. 1-838.
Hey, how you doing, bro?
Hey.
It's been a while since I called in, but to answer that lady's question. First of all, Herpes B or whatever Tasha said, he wasn't the first to say it. It was Azalea Banks that was the first one to say it and show pictures. And so we need to start there. We need to start there. But it's Tasha, Cardi B ain't going to sue Azalea Banks. She, for whatever reason, she did, she let that slide and she let Azalea Banks make her delete her Twitter, at least temporarily. So the issue started there. It didn't start with Star Marie. So she saw Tasha because Big Picture, let's just call it like it is. Cardi B do not have respect for black bloggers or black people. And the reason why I say that, because white people criticize Cardi B, but she never goes after them. She always goes after the black bloggers, like Neighborhood Talk, Shade Room, the guy that said her mother should die of AIDS because that did the article on her by mother's skills and stuff like that. She always go after the black bloggers because at the end of the day, she feel like black people don't have no power because black people don't have sponsorships among other things like white people does. White people can cancel her. Black people can't. And that's sad. So that's why she go after the black bloggers as she do. That's why she intimidate and bully the black bloggers the way she do as a celebrity. And Tasha said no, and Tasha stood up to her, and she did not like that. That's why they're in court now.
What you're saying is true, and I also believe that she don't want to continue. She wanted to control the narrative of that comes from black blogs. Honestly, I think that's what she wanted to control, that narrative that she's the greatest. Just report on that. Don't say nothing else after that. It's going to be a problem. So I agree with you.
My thing is, she need black people credibility, but she want white people dollars. That's why I say when TMZ and People Magazine wrote articles, that wasn't true. Even I remember it was alleged, well, it came out to be true at the end of the day, about what Offset got another woman pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
People Magazine said that first.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But she went after Tasha K because Tasha K reported it too.
Wow.
But you see what I'm saying? She didn't go after People Magazine, but she went after Tasha K, and she tried to discredit Tasha K. But why you didn't go after People Magazine? Because People Magazine is a white blog. White people can cancel you. White people can take them dollars away. They can take them sponsorships away. See, black blogs, we don't have the power as a society to do that to someone. That's why we always get mistreated and disrespected, and we always get pushed. That's why we down on the totem pole when it comes to hierarchy, because we do not have enough dollars where we can have a seat at the table.
I heard that. Well, we thank you so very much for calling in.
Okay. One more quick thing.
I'll
be quick.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed, like, when you do your titles, I noticed your titles is, like, similar to other people's titles. Do other people say anything about that, or it doesn't matter? And I'll just ask a question in case I want to start my own on YouTube one day.
No, it doesn't matter. You can do whatever you want to do. It's your channel.
Oh, okay. If people, you know what I'm saying.
Who cares?
You know, reach out to you or they have a beef with you about it. You know, I don't know how that goes.
No. If they do, they'll be beef with themselves. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Have a good night.
All right. Bye-bye. Oh, 6268 calling you on the air. 6268.
Hello. Yes. How you doing, Wally?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful.
I like to say I first want Tasha K to win her case. Okay.
Oh,
Cardi B admitted to doing slutty things like fellatio, taking men to the hotel, robbing them. These are things that she admitted. The interview, I feel that the woman was naturally saying that she noticed that Cardi had a herpes on her mouth and was trying to show her how to heal it naturally. And this thing got all blown out of place. Okay, wherever she got the herpes, too far. Tasha K at one point got unprofessional as far as I'm concerned. But as far as the lawsuit is concerned, I think that Tasha K needs to really sue her lawyers because draining her out, making mistakes where the judge is reprimanding them, they not following things, they prepping this woman thousands of her money, hundreds of dollars of her money for all of these hours. And then the cases are, and long story short, Cardi B is never going to bring this to trial because you do not want her honest, medical records to be proven, because anybody can submit a non-active herpes result. Nobody wants her rich doctor, and people going to say that doctors will lie. Doctors will lie. Doctors will half it up and say a non-active result. She needs to get the real down to the real nitty-gritty, even if it's herpes 1 on her mouth. She needs to get that real blood work done and prove that she did have herpes 1 where she got sores on her mouth. She needs to really prove that case.
I heard that. Well, we thank you so very much.
Thank you, Wally.
I just want
Tasha K to win and never let nobody make her angry like her and Cardi B getting into it. When Tasha K starts stepping out and getting very unprofessional, flipping with the mouth, that got a little too out of hand. She should have just stayed professional like you do.
Absolutely. Facts. Thank you, Carla.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
All right.
All right. Anonymous, you're live on air. Anonymous, you're live on air. Hello? All right. Oh, gosh, man. Thank y'all so very much for tuning in to another episode of The Wally Show. I know y'all are going to let me have it in the comments when it comes to this. I do want Tasha K to win the lawsuit. I do. I want her to win because I think it'll be a win for us as YouTubers, us as the culture. I do want us to win. But if she loses, she still won because she got 1 million followers. She got an app off the ground with many interviews. That she got, and her brand is strong. So if she do loses this lawsuit, she still won in my humble opinion, because she had a beef. She went toe to toe with one of the top female MCs right now. Okay, and that's something that she could add to her resume. That in the courtroom, she would be in the same courtroom as Cardi B. All right, so we're gonna see how this is gonna play out. I'm definitely gonna keep y'all updated on it. So, I already put the poll out. I'm going to do this poll again. Man, let's see who you think going to win. Y'all let me know in the comments who's going to win that loss. So, we definitely will bring that to y'all. Let me know in the comments who's going to win. Oh, yeah. Okay, let me see what y'all saying here in the comments. Somebody said how would she fake medical records if she burped and got tested? So, Wally, if she doesn't win, it's going to be bad for bloggers. All of them even get paid. Tasha for the win. Cardi, okay. All right. We're gonna see how this is going to operate. I'm going to be the first one to come out and talk to y'all about it. I'm going to definitely sit here and talk to y'all about it, all right? So we definitely going to report on it. So if she do lose at this, I will be the first one to talk about it. Definitely. If she do lose this. If she win, we're going to talk about it. If she lose, we're going to talk about it. Guess what? We're going to talk about it. What about Tristan? Okay, we'll get into that in the next episode. But we thank y'all so very much for tuning in. Gotta go. And I hope it won't be 2 days till y'all see me. We will see y'all in the next episode. Peace. Hello.
Hey.
I was about to play the game. You had to play the game.
You want to play right now?
I'm about to put these chicken drumsticks in the air fryer right now, but then we can play if you want to.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to have to go downstairs and come on. I'm upstairs. I'm about to go downstairs. Like, where are you going to play? What you want to play, zombies, or you want
to
play something else?
Oh, yeah. We can't. The one we played last. Oh, yeah. The zombie one. Oh, yeah. Because you had it all set up. My job had texted me about he didn't come in. So I looked at that text and didn't respond.
God. That
would
annoy me.
That would. I don't know why she texted me, child. You got the on call. You come in.
Right. I mean, damn. Are you going to get? Are they want you to get any type of sleep?
Okay.
Like, I was supposed to go live there myself, but I was pretty goddamn tired. I took the damn nap, and I was asleep, but until like 8 o'clock today.
Mm.
Oh, damn, it's in the morning. I'm
going to
have to do the zombies tomorrow.
Fine.
I know it's 1 in the morning.
Where? Oh, yeah, it's 1 in the morning.
It's 1 in the morning for me. I have to get up early tomorrow and get shopping done. But I'm free to go after that. So I'm going grocery shopping like 9 in the morning.
Okay.
So after that, I'm free all day.
Okay.
I didn't realize I was that late. I'm sorry.
I'm gonna take my butt to bed. I'm gonna put some chicken drumsticks.
Will you work tomorrow?
Yeah, I work. Let me see. What's the off like today? excuse me, sir. I guess I'd be Monday, Tuesday. Some off Wednesday. Wednesday, Thursday. I can't wait to get this leg to look at. I thought you would be up. I didn't know it was that late.
Yeah. Thank you. Education is so that they can have more. Why don't you know what's greater than education? Thank you. Okay. James, the problem.
Oh, he seems to think he can come here and take all our money. But tonight, he's got to put it off against the man with the golden grill. Now, we already seen what he does to a dude that he likes. And I don't think he likes this guy long very much.
Thank you. Push hands. When I push, you heal. Go back and push me up. Just like that. Mentor, he's new on the scene, but he's stacking money. Thank you.
Now, I guess if I can see how it goes all about. As a matter of fact, it's not very much. But I am learning. I have a path, I have a vision, I have a plan, I have a purpose, like you know, you're a part of. Also, international underground street fighting is by far the biggest money making fight game. Period. It is the past now. For a group of fat cats who have to call themselves a consortium. This is the game that I am trying to get into. You got it, man? You ever hear of a man called Franklin Monday? No. Franklin Monday is an international arm, it's neither. Large. If there's a war in this world, that's when it's probably providing the party favors. And it was an office estate. A small time thug from London, getting pop gun for the whack of round kicks and the shoots of America, because they say that's where I'm at. Anyway, Franklin Monday runs international fight game for the consortium. And he manages the grass fighter in the world. That goes pretty much right. I don't have enough school. He has already killed four men in the land. Pop is considered the best fighter in the world. Cost $5 million. Getting it from him. I look now. You're going to have to work your way up the ranks to get a fight with Pratt. The males. I want to do to Franklin Gray what you and Pinball did to me. You can crash this. You can retire and bury it to me. I'm thinking about it. What is it to think about? It's like I said, I'll think about it. Okay, my friend. You do that. But you should know. I don't like people to say no to me. Maybe you should get used to me. Thank you.
care of my wife. That's what he told me. That's the last thing he said before he
and the money was for what? But let's keep it real. I'm just a cool, mellow fellow.
The Shuffling Giant. Chris walking basketball, playing story, dancing, taking out your garbage. That's what I am to you. You're right. You are out for everyone. And myself and my friends, for the most part, don't care for the company of African Americans. Quite frankly, we're entertained by you. We're thrilled by your high-flying acrobatics on the basketball court. That wonderful sense of rhythm you have. Your animal athleticism. But apart from that, we have no use for you. Understand? And let's face it, James. Can you set a place at your dinner table for your pitfall? Now, is this keeping it real enough for you? I have another theory on this subject matter, of course, for me. I imagine 700 years ago, one of the most powerful men like yourself, without conquering his own world. But it is laughable. Even when he built up himself, doesn't he feel superior to the savages they seem running in the jungle? That is, one of the brothers comes in the loincloth. And then these powerful men all of a sudden come face to face, so to speak, on life's great iniquity. Let's whip them out, and I'll settle that myth right here and now. Okay, my friend. I'll stick my neck out and vouch for it. But if you let me down in front of my people, life will become very lonely for you out there on those streets. Am I clear? I'm hosting a retreat for consortium members over the next 3 days. Have your man ready in two.
Money out of the bank. women want, but I never said I was right. Excuse me. I told you I think about it. Thought about it. But I'm not afraid. $5 million. Get it back. Do you know how sick you are getting here? Here's a market. You are in that fight. Oh, yes, my father. You are in that fight. Somebody's going to be there. You're right. Somebody might be.
Get up.
Oh, no, bitches!
What you pushing?
Ah, the
You got that bitch yet? Thank you.
I've got some money at the top of the
I'd like Angela to stay here with Jared after she gets cleaned up. It's all right.
You know,
just keep enjoying the fun. I like to keep my promises. Yeah, I know. 2 months.
Well, Lee, you got a loan for delinquent. The rent's in there.
I appreciate the practice, Captain Don, I do, but you could have left me a couple of clients.
Thank you.
Chase community team member, Samith DeJorge.
Hola.
A small business owner down the street. Sherry introduced Jorge to the right specialist for a business loan. Then Jorge hired Paula.
Wait, I got the dog?
Paula also worked with Sherry to help budget for that bike she had always wanted. Just like Sherry helped the Smiths get on the path to home ownership. Whatever your goal, big or small, being your neighbor and Chase community team can help. Because when we work together, we can do great things.
Streams.
Just honey, after what that man has been through, he's probably capable of anything. Somebody should do something. You should call Sheriff Walsh.
Get out.
You saw Lucian? Plan. Smile at me. Did he make nothing about it?